So as you know, the Sunday Times Gen X event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 19th year. And this is the leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavior event. Now, the survey gets opinions from the youth base here in South Africa between the ages of 8 to 30. This includes kids, teens, young adults, and young professionals. So if you're a brand, this is where you want to be because all the good insights come from this. So this year, Sunday Times Gen X will take place over the entire month of September. That's three separate events, so it's really going to be nice. But if you're listening and you want to know more about it, it's simple. Simply go to sundaytimesgennext.co.za for more information. And as always, what we do here on Cliff Central is to bring you right in contact with the important people who have participated in this great venture for years now. And I'm very excited because I'm sitting again with Miles Barner, and he's the General Manager for Marketing at Mercedes-Benz. Miles, welcome to Cliff Central again.
It's beautiful to be back. And yeah, you guys have really, really cool offices.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
I like this vibe.
What? You mean that little pool over there? That old thing?
Yeah, that's as big as the Virgin Active pool I've seen. So,
well, look, you're more than welcome to come and visit us whenever you feel like it.
Oh, thank you.
So, Miles, we're doing this again. It's the 19th year. A lot of excitement coming through, especially because we're back, you know, in person this time around. And I think what's even more exciting is that we're splitting up what traditionally was a one big full day over 3 days throughout September. So what can the youth look forward to from Mercedes-Benz this year? Are there any exciting campaigns that you guys have up your sleeve? What can you share with us?
Yeah, I mean, it's with great pleasure that this year we have quite a AMG offensive, our performance luxury pillar, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
And this always gets the youth excited. It gets, man, I know it gets my dad excited, and he's turning 80. Yeah. So regardless, I think AMG is just one of those iconic statement brands that Mercedes is very proud of. Mm. The hot hatch.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. A35, A45. Bullet.
Nice.
Yeah, we're looking to do, I can't say too much, but we're looking to do something quite quite exciting.
Sure.
In terms of its launch.
Good.
There will be a public element to it as well.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
I mean, and also, I mean, you know, what's more, I think, directly relevant to the audience we're speaking to at the moment here is our e-sport, e-gaming, sim racing,
sure,
League
sure.
of Legends,
yeah,
all these things, how we integrating it into our activities and into, yeah, our audience segments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this market is, it's unique. You know, the kids are so particular in how they do things, and they want to be felt. They want to be felt. And it seems like this is something that Mercedes-Benz has successfully continued to do. So why is a partnership like this so important to you guys?
You know, I mean, you know, it's not our strategy, but Coca-Cola said it. They coined it. Get them when they're young.
Yeah. I mean, it's the motto.
So it's super important for us to stay relevant.
Yeah,
we got to understand what the trends are, what the conversations are, and it's not about only about, you know, where fashion's going,
sure,
where music's going,
sure,
where art's going, where expression is going. I think that from a marketing standpoint is hygiene. You'll have to know that. So that's a standard. But you got to understand conversation at the heart. What are these kids worried about? You know, the brand like Mercedes-Benz is aspirational.
Yeah.
My big story, claim to fame, story.
Yeah.
I was in Germany.
Yeah.
The Germans sent me to Germany from here.
Sure.
To say, go and see what it's about, Mercedes-Benz, yeah, about in Germany. When, yeah, I just started with the brand 17 years ago. I went, and I was there for about a week, and I was in a dealership. The upstairs was a coffee and the coffee shop where all the customers would wait for their turn to take delivery of their car down,
okay,
at the bottom. But they would do it one customer at a time. So it's really a process, and it's all about you. And I saw an elderly couple, husband and wife, taking delivery of a C-Class, right?
Yeah.
Nothing fancy. A C-Class. The man was in tears. He was emotional. I actually thought that the handover was going, something was wrong with the handover. His, yeah, wife was consoling him and supporting, yeah, him. He could see that.
Yeah.
As soon as that was done, I ran downstairs, And I asked the salesperson, what happened there? Luckily, he could speak a bit of English because my German is not anywhere close to where it should be.
Don't give us any German lessons.
He said that, I know this man that took delivery of this car. He's from my community. He's put his kids through school. He's such a big member of the church. The sense I got is that he's done so much for everyone else. Mm. He gets a chance to drive his car, his dream.
Finally.
So we are in the business whether we like it or not. Mm. Whether we want to be philosophical or not. Mm. People dream about driving this car.
They do.
It's so aspirational. Mm. You're the coolest dude at the bride talking. I mean, like, you can bring banks in there. Yeah. You can bring insurance company. I work for this insurance company. Yeah, cool, but. But when you say you work for Mercedes, all of a sudden, there is a bit of a chill point where you're talking about the car, talking about the brand. You're talking about the tech, the connectivity, the evolution in design. Mm. It's everything that's just about it. Mm. You know? So it's, if we're aspirational, the youth got a dream, man.
Exactly.
The youth got a dream.
Exactly. And there's nothing better than being able to dream.
Yeah.
Because once you achieve that dream, you're like, oh.
It's hopeful, man. It gets me day by day.
Mm.
Me, it gets me day by day hopeful.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
For a better day.
Yeah.
Right? Just to overcome whatever that day brings. Just one day at a time.
You know why you're doing it.
Exactly.
That's what keeps you going.
Exactly. So all these other topics are standard, but we need and more engage with the youth. And this platform allows us to do that. The insights that comes from it allows us to get into the mindset.
Yeah.
At least at a glimpse. At least, you know, I'm not saying we get everything, but it's a good start.
It's a very good start. You've just mentioned, you know, the aspirational part of it and really being the reason for kids to dream. But how important is youth marketing to your brand? And why particularly do you guys market to the youth in the way that you do?
Yeah. I think we, our communication strategy is one that grabs, call it outside of the youth segment, that filters into the youth segment.
Sure.
The coolest, the car is cool now as no longer the old man's car.
Yeah, yeah.
It's trendy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
From the evolution of the A-Class, that it started there as an entry-level hot hatch, right?
Mm.
And we continued with that design philosophy.
Yeah.
We continued with the connectivity. So part of it is a trickle-down from the audiences that can afford our product into now the youth segment, whether it's their kids, whether it's part of the community, wherever they see the car. That's one. The other strategy is obviously you got to be at the right place at the right time, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's quite a common phrase we hear. But it is that. It's where are the youth?
Yeah.
Where are they spending their time?
Yeah.
How do we bring that product? How do we make it available? Right? So Gen X is one of them.
Sure.
In that way. But we also have many platforms, collaboration platforms, where the youth are, or at least the segment, has the ability, capacity to experience the thrill of what Mercedes-Benz has to offer.
Sure.
Also career days, these are big for us, part of our recruitment strategy. Mm. We want to get the top talent in. Mm. We know that when it's unfortunately, we have such a responsibility. I say unfortunately because it's a burden.
Unfortunately.
It's a burden that we have to carry. We got to create more jobs.
You have to.
A burden that we have as a corporate citizen. I call it a burden because you take your burden seriously. I'm sorry. You got to carry it and you got to create it. So we got to be successful so that we can grow it, so that we can recruit more. So whatever else comes down the supply chain has that ability, right, for us to do that. So we have so many different pillars and strategies that how we engage with the youth.
Yeah.
But word of mouth is powerful.
Oh, word of mouth is like the original.
It is the original.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's there, you know, the brand from a marketing branding standpoint.
Yeah.
Also globally, you know, it's ranked number 7th, 8th, somewhere there in the global most valued brands.
Yeah.
So it is there with the biggest names.
With the top dogs.
Yeah,
I mean, it is a top dog. I mean, Mercedes is one of the first cars you see and you're like, oh, I want that.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get in there.
Yeah.
And imagine if you get there as a youth and then you'll work towards it. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
So, Miles, you spoke a little bit about the marketing strategies, but what have your youth marketing strategies like looked like over the past 2 years as far as changes have gone? I mean, this will be the first year that we're back in real person as far as the awards go, thanks to COVID. So I'm sure things had to change for you guys. How have things changed over the past 2 years for Mercedes-Benz?
I mean, you know, most big multinationals will tell you this, and this is where I don't think it's a trend, but the business model is centralization of content.
Mm, mm.
So a lot of the content that we used to create previously, we don't.
Mm.
The content is created centrally. It is then adapted per market, right? Whether it's from a language standpoint, whether it's from diversity standpoint, whatever that may be.
Sure.
We've tried and maintained some sort of South Africa being little country on the, you know, south of Africa, the tip of Africa there.
Mm.
We've tried to maintain some sort of independence.
Okay.
So that we still have the curiosity factor to our brand.
Good.
From a content creation.
Good, yeah.
Right? So we will use whatever we can, but we do negotiate very hard with global to give us a bit of the independence that we need to do that. Not we're not asking for too much. But the important point I'm making here is that number one, you got to create content. You got to create communication that is relevant.
Mm.
And that is also, you know, you can't be behind the curve. You got to be either with the curve.
Or make the curve.
You got to be making the curve.
Yeah.
And I think information is so powerful in terms of what does the car have to offer?
Mm.
Because we don't know that, right? You drive, if you drive a Merc.
Of which
sure.
I do.
Are you driving
Merc? I do. I just recently joined the Merc family. I'm so proud to be here. Thank you so much. Thank
Beautiful.
You. Hmm.
And, you know, I speak from experience.
Yeah.
Half the technology I don't use, not because I don't need to use it. I just haven't spent just a little time because there's so many beautiful things in there.
Yeah.
So many. Next thing you know, there's a light beeping and this beeping. You're like, what is that? Why is that? And you're like, why didn't I know this earlier?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And so there's such a big education job to do about the product line that's, you know, just the technology that's going into things. Mm. Your cell phone.
So many things.
Your car.
But it's as the more you drive it, the more you figure out what is what. And like 6 months down the line, you'll be like, what does this button do? You click it and you're like, oh, I could have been using this the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's always such a pleasant surprise to know that the car is there for you. It's servicing you and you can personalize it to make it work.
Absolutely.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Miles, so the good news is that Merc has placed first under the coolest motor vehicle category for years now. Now, that's a lot of responsibility. But how do you guys keep this going? How does Mercedes-Benz continuously just be that girl?
Yeah. Firstly, we are so appreciative of that. You know, I can't nail it down to one single thing. I wish I could say it's this. You know, and I put a lot of pressure on our teams also to make sure that, you know, that this continues. But I think it's about, I think anybody wants to be part of something.
Sure.
There's a culture.
Mm.
Mercedes-Benz has a very strong following now. Very strong.
Yeah.
And it's no longer only on one side of the age scale.
Yeah.
It's clearly now has come onto the other side.
Yeah.
So it's the cultural topics. Yeah. It's the meta topics. So the meta topics is what are we doing in what is the conversation? Is the conversation, for example, fashion? Then who are we collaborating with?
Sure.
If the conversation is music, who are we collaborating?
Yeah.
Art, expression, whatever that is. Collaboration, I would say, is probably the most, is the key. And probably the most successful factor, I believe, for Mercedes-Benz, whether it's from a global or local level, from our local friends of the brand, ambassadors, etc. We've had Nasty C, in fact.
That was a good move, by the way.
And that was, it was crazy. It was crazy in that place.
Yeah.
And he's so big into gaming. We've got him also now. We're busy with so many different topics with him in that space, not nice. Even in the music space.
Sure.
So collaboration is essentially quite a big thing.
Yeah, that's very key. Speaking of collaboration, Miles, what do you think the youth are looking for when it comes to being marketed to? Lots of brands try and lots of brands miss the mark.
Yeah.
What do you think works for them?
You know, I would say if I go straight to truth,
they're
looking for, you know, I don't think the youth are asking to be told what to do.
Sure.
I take it straight from my own kids. Who was also coming now into teenagehood. Mm. They come with their own, you know, and they say, God has blessed me with a mind. Mm. You said it when I was young. Why has that changed?
Exactly.
So I think we must listen.
Sure.
And the plan will be revealed. Mm. And I don't think that's unfair. I think the machine works like a machine.
It is.
And
that.
We got to pull ourselves out and observe
100%.
Outside of machine.
Yeah.
And just get those golden nuggets of what is actually driving this segment. Mm. What is actually important to them? And there's more similarities than, like always, than differences.
Yeah.
So we'll find it.
Yeah. If you listen hard enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this platform allows us to do that,
of course,
at least, you know, to that extent.
Mm, definitely. Miles, do you have any limitations when it comes to youth marketing? I mean, they are an interesting bunch. And like you just mentioned, they just want to be listened to, right?
Mm.
But what are some of the things that are like, ish, maybe let's not do that. Let's try something else. What are some of the limitations that Mercedes-Benz has come to see?
I mean, we are a car manufacturer.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be, and we are a luxury brand. Mm. One of the limitations is accessibility.
Sure.
The other limitation is the legal requirement to have a driver's license just to drive the car.
Sure.
So I think accessibility, affordability, these topics, I think we overcome a lot with our marketing efforts and, as I said, through various initiatives that we do that. I think it's no secret that if you run a business and you've got limited budget,
yeah,
I mean, it's not a bottomless
sure,
right?
But
like, it's not, especially in today's day and age,
I can tell you
it's not an easy market out there.
Mm.
It's not.
Mm.
And there's a lot of macro topics, global topics, macro topics, local topics that all competing for your pocket.
Exactly.
All.
Exactly.
Including keeping the lights on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the game has changed.
Mm.
So you got to now the challenge of how much of budget love, call it, do I put here to build what for the future?
Mm.
And how much do I put here to keep the lights on right now? And I think that conundrum and that is every marketer's dilemma. I think in the boardroom, that's what we debate a lot in our planning.
Mm.
Not to say that we don't. Not to say that we don't focus. I think that, but from a limitation standpoint, is that I wish we could do more.
Yeah.
I wish we could be more in that segment. And we continue. We'll continue to grow it.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm a marketer at heart, so I want to do more. I want to see more.
Keep on keeping on, Miles. That's what I say. I love the term budget love. I'm going to start using
budget
that.
Love.
Budget love. Okay, well, Miles, I'm going to end off with this question. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, there's the 3 days that we can look forward to in September as far as the Sunday Times Gen Next event goes. It's on the 7th, it's the interactive showcase. On the 20th, it's the actual main awards. And on the 28th, it's the youth marketing conference. So, from a Mercedes-Benz perspective, you know, what can the youth look forward to, particularly at the interactive showcase? I mean, I know you guys always have something going on, something really exciting. So without telling us everything, what can I look forward to by attending the interactive showcase on the 7th?
Look, from a product standpoint, I will be surprised you don't pull your phone out and take a good few photographs and kind of just capture that moment. I guarantee you, you'll do that. That's the aim. We want to make it entertaining and engaging.
Good.
We do.
Good.
And memorable.
Yeah.
If we can hit those three notes.
Yeah.
Then I'm good.
Well, look, if this conversation is anything to go by, then I have no doubt that you're going to move those kids and they're going to feel something and they're going to want to be a part of something great, because that's like the vibe and the energy that I'm getting. So I'll definitely be there on the 7th to make sure that I also engage and I just feel that vibe. But we're looking forward to it. And I think the whole idea is just, it's just to make the world a better place. And marketers are gifted in that it's our responsibility to make that happen. Do you know what I mean? So thank you so much, Miles Barner, the General Manager for Marketing at Mercedes-Benz, for joining me, Lebang Khosana, here at cliffcentral.com. And you at home, if you're listening and you're wondering how can you participate in the super, super exciting event, all you need to do is visit sundaytimesgennext.co.za, and we will be seeing you in the month of September for the Sunday Times Gen Next event. Thank you so much at home for listening, and thank you, Miles, and thank you, Sunday Times Gen Next, for always choosing Cliff Central to partner with, because it's all about collaboration. Bye.